Hi, and welcome to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we talk with patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals and do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and to kick it off, we're talking today with April Schack, a colorectal cancer survivor and ambassador for Fight Colorectal Cancer, or Fight CRC, an organization that is launching a new awareness campaign called No Excuses this month in Times Square. Schack sat down to talk with us about what it was like to be diagnosed with colorectal cancer out of nowhere at age 36, and how she found a community of fellow patients and other advocates with Fight CRC.
First off, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today, April. Can you just start by telling us a little bit about your cancer journey and how you came to be diagnosed?
Yes. So I was actually diagnosed when I was 36. So it was 2018. I had woken up in the morning and had severe pain. And leading up to this, I probably had some symptoms that some may have gone ignored. And some, you know, I just kind of chalked up to, you know, after having four kids and just some, you know, things, you know, after having our kids that I just kind of chalked up like IBS and, you know, hemorrhoids, things like that. And I had like severe back pain, which I had also been working out at the time. So it was kind of a lot of symptoms that I just chalked up to other things. But this particular morning I woke up and just had severe stomach pain and my stomach was really bloated. And I laid down most of the day thinking like, oh, it's just a bad stomach ache. But it didn't go away. And I started getting lightheaded and it just started getting worse. So my husband took me to the ER and it turned out I had a perforated bowel. And so they, you know, rushed me into emergency surgery, not knowing at the time that it was actually colon cancer. So, you know, I kind of woke up in the hospital, woke up with a colostomy. And was told, you know, they found a mass and they were going to be running tests. So it was just, you know, I was just kind of numb. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. I was numb. I almost actually died from sepsis from having the perforated bowel. So it was a lot of information, to be given at one time and just being in the hospital and just trying to survive the sepsis and then also not sure, you know, when they were going to get the lab results back, that I had cancer, had it spread, a lot of things. It was really just kind of, you know, our whole family was thrown for a whirlwind. And, you know, I'm grateful that I had an amazing general surgeon that really saved my life. And then, you know, my family, like, you know, my whole family lives in Cincinnati and we live in Delaware. My whole family, you know, my in-laws, my brother-in-laws, my mom and dad, like my sister, everybody came. So it was really, really crazy. And after that, went through 6 months of chemotherapy, had a colostomy reversal. And then after my colostomy, I had to have an ileostomy for a while. Then I had an ileostomy reversal. So I've been cancer-free since, I believe it's April of 2019. So, yeah, so just grateful to be here, you know, as crazy as the story is.
Yeah, excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, if you can kind of take a step back and look, what went through your head when you did, you know, after going through all of these procedures and all of this trouble, when you finally heard the word cancer, what went through your head?
I was just numb, you know, because you always think, you know, wouldn't happen to you. And then, you know, I just remember feeling numb and just thinking, you know, what next? Like, how bad is it? You know, has it spread? Like, just so many questions. And, you know, like, you have to wait for lab results. So it's a lot of waiting. And, you know, and then I was waiting in the hospital, like, just trying to heal from surgery and survive the sepsis. So I think I just, at that point, I just wanted to survive.
Yeah. So then once you received that diagnosis, you talked a little bit about this before, but what were the next steps once you had that diagnosis in terms of determining what kind of treatment you were going to have and things like that?
So the tough part for me was that I had just gone through this major surgery, and I really needed to heal from that before I could even start any treatment. So that was kind of nerve-wracking because it took a couple of months to heal. And then after I was finally healed and given the go-ahead from my doctor, I was able to see my oncologist, and, you know, he kind of gave me my options and told me we would do 6 weeks of chemo. And, you know, I think at that point I had enough time to really process everything, that I just wanted to do anything to make sure it didn't come back. So it was a lot of waiting.
It must be tough. So then what was the treatment like? What was going through that like? And do you have any lasting effects as a result of that treatment?
Yeah. So treatment, it was tough. I mean, the type of chemotherapy I had done, you have a lot of neuropathy and, you know, cold sensitivity. So things like just as simple as drinking water was hard because it was like drinking needle, like feeling needles going down your throat. Just things that you never thought you would take for granted. It's like just drinking water. And I just happened to be going through chemo in the middle of winter. So, you know, the cold sensitivity was even worse. So that was probably something that lasted a little longer after chemotherapy, was that neuropathy, and the getting the sensation back in my fingers and everything. That took, you know, quite a few months afterward. Now I don't really seem to have any long-term side effects or anything like that. So I'm definitely lucky for that.
Now, you mentioned also you had the ostomy and then the reversal and then ileostomy. What was that? What was that like?
Oh, that was probably just the most challenging mentally and physically, you know. I mean, going from being a pretty fit person before and then to wake up and have a colostomy, that was tough. It was tough to wrap my head around and get used to. And we had a lot of issues with the colostomy. And I think kind of being thrown into it all, I had no idea what to expect. I had no idea what supplies to buy. You know, I was really lost in all of it. And, you know, so I think having a little bit of help with that would have been nice. But again, like I knew I was hoping it was temporary. We didn't know if I would have a colostomy, you know, the rest of my life or not. And luckily, you know, I had met with a colorectal surgeon who was willing to take on my case as tough as it was. And, you know, he told me it wasn't going to be easy, that it was going to be done in two surgeries. I would have to have an ileostomy for a little while, which proved to be even tougher than having the colostomy because of, you know, issues like dehydration and blockages. I ended up in the hospital for an ER visit because I had a major blockage. So I had to spend 4 days in the hospital with an NG tube, and it was not fun. It was very, very challenging, but I just kept trying to tell myself, like, every step of the way, like, you know, you didn't come this far just to come this far, you know. So, but I had, you know, I had a huge support system. So that was definitely, you know, very helpful to me.
Definitely. Now, kind of in that vein, you're now a Fight CRC ambassador. So yeah. What was it like getting involved with this organization?
Oh, it was amazing. It's such a great group of people. I mean, they've been nothing but welcoming and supportive. And honestly, I wish that I had found them when I had really started my journey instead of after, because they're just such a huge support system and, you know, always sending out like helpful information and really like rooting on all the ambassadors and even people who aren't ambassadors, just people in the community, just, you know, being there to support them. I really wish I had found them sooner.
So now you're one of 24 people that are going to be featured in a new awareness campaign for Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And
yeah,
it's called No Excuses. And there's even going to be a billboard in Times Square and everything. So can you tell us a little bit about the goals of what this campaign is?
I think, you know, just bringing, again, bringing awareness to colorectal cancer. You know, it's not something that's really talked about. I think people are scared to talk about it. And so it's just kind of showing us, you know, we're a group of people we've been through it, you know, and it's not something you should be scared to talk about. You know, we're trying to raise awareness to, you know, lower the, you know, screening age, because right now, you know, they are trying to lower it to 45. And, you know, I mean, I was diagnosed when I was 36. So, you know, getting that lowered. And, you know, just recently, like, we've been trying to turn all the states blue for March being colorectal cancer awareness month. So my state of Delaware, we turned blue. So that's been huge. But then we have, you know, call on Congress coming up to meet with our state legislators. So it's really just bringing awareness to so many, you know, different aspects, and also being able to fund research, which is, you know, again, that's huge as well.
Yeah, definitely. So why is it so important for you to share your story like this and connect with others?
You know, just mainly because everybody's so scared to talk about it. You know, I think, you know, because everybody's so scared to talk about it, and it's not like, you know, anybody who has symptoms, it's crazy, because since, you know, I've shared my story with family and friends, I've gotten so many people who've messaged me and said, you know, I had these symptoms, and I went and I scheduled my colonoscopy because of you. And if I can do even just that little bit to get someone to, you know, get screened and save their lives, then that's amazing. But also, you know, for my kids, you know, because I was diagnosed so young, you know, my kids will now have to be screened 10 years before I was diagnosed. So when my kids are 26, they'll have to be screened. And them even trying to get insurance coverage to get a colonoscopy at that age, you know, I just feel like if I could do whatever I can to make a difference and get some of these policies changed, then that would, you know, that's really all I want.
Yeah, definitely. So what advice would you have for someone who may have just received a diagnosis of their own?
You're not alone. You know, I mean, I think when I first went through this journey, that was how I felt, you know, because I was thrown into it. I didn't have a group that I was kind of pushed towards, like, you know, fight CRC. I didn't have anybody say, like, there's this great group. They're a huge support. And, you know, being an ambassador, I feel like, you know, if anybody were to reach out to me, that would probably be the first group that I push them towards, because they are such a huge support system. But just to tell people you're not alone. And if you have symptoms, get screened, you know, even if it's something little, like, you know, trust your instincts, trust your body, and make sure you get screened. The earlier, the better. And I think that's the key with colorectal cancer, is early prevention. You know, early detection is key. And as soon as they can detect it, like, getting treatment, and you won't have to go through what I went through, where, you know, it may, you know, having the sepsis and everything was almost what took my life.
So lastly, how has cancer changed your outlook on life, would you say?
I just enjoy the little things now. You know, I don't, I try not to take things to heart. You know, I try and, you know, really stay involved with Fight CRC and make a difference, enjoy time with my family, you know, just really enjoying life.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @cure_magazine.